Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Murphy, who's a friend of mine, new to the show. But we won't let that, this won't be the only time he'll join us. Sean is the author of The Optimistic Workplace. He's the founder of Switch and Shift, an organization dedicated to the advancement of your organization doing, putting its best foot forward, and the human side of business, which I love. And Sean, thank you again for being here. Congratulations on your book. This human thing, you know, if capitalism, if the folks who are the stewards of capitalism, and Sean, I consider myself to be one of those people. I consider you to be one of them. I consider the chairman or the board of the major corporations to be stewards of capitalism. If we don't all get our collective head around the fact that even with all the technology we have, we have to do a better job of taking care of our humans. If we don't get our arms around that, we're going to lose capitalism. What do you think?
Business has always been built on the back of relationships, and that includes the relationship we have with our employees. So,
well said.
Absolutely,
well said.
Agree.
Well, and that's what your book is really focused on, and I congratulate you on that. The Optimistic Workplace, creating an environment that energizes everyone. So I want you to connect optimism and innovation, because we talk a lot about innovation around here on the show, because I'm helping folks understand with my brain trust members, who are change experts, that, you know, it's not enough just to recognize and acknowledge change. It's not enough to even manage it. You have to lead change.
Right.
And if you're going to lead change, that means you got to have your track shoes on, right? You got to stay one step ahead of getting run over. And if you're going to do that, then you got to have your organization behind you. And a pessimistic organization is not going to do that.
No. So for innovation to really be successful, you need employees to have space to be creative, to break things, to fail. And those are all important that can come from a climate where people feel that it's safe to do those things. And there's also cultural elements that factor into innovation. But from a day-to-day work experience, since the manager has the greatest influence on what that work experience is for employees, they want innovation. They need to free up their minds so that they're not worried about, you know, am I going to get in trouble for it?
Am I going to get fired because I messed up taking initiative?
Exactly. We don't need those distractions in the workplace. We need people to fully engage, go 1,000%, and feel like they can do what's necessary to be innovative. So that's the connection between optimism.
And doesn't being innovative and actually accomplishing something rising out of the ashes of maybe past disappointments and failures, setbacks, doesn't that create the kind of fulfillment that makes us want to come back to work every day and start over again?
Yeah, as long as there is room for employees to experience that, absolutely. But as I wouldn't call myself an innovation junkie, but certainly have great appreciation for what the value is to a business. It's key for employees to be able to just, you know, roll up their sleeves, get their hands dirty, and make a mess of things.
Well, one of the things that I've said all along these lines is that you have to have a culture of redemption in your organization. For people to be optimistic, for people to be innovative, for people to believe that the folks who they work for are on their side, you have to redeem people, which means when they mess up, you don't fire them. You say, what did we learn?
Right.
Isn't that a powerful management question to ask? What did we learn?
What did we learn? And it really gives employees the understanding that I don't have to be perfect here, and I don't have to always be right, but I have to recover really well when I do mess up.
And that takes a level of optimism, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely.
So and what you're saying in your book is that we can generate that. You can actually manufacture optimism because of the environment, the culture, not the culture. What you call it?
The climate.
The climate. Yeah, because of the climate that you build around your organization, you can manufacture optimism, can't you?
I haven't thought about it that way, but absolutely, yes. You can allow for it to emerge based on your leadership style and the relationships that you have with your employees.
Mm-hmm. So, last thoughts. I got 30 seconds. What would you like to leave us with?
Sorry. Now I've taken up those 30 seconds. I'd say that, you know, keep in mind that your presence as a leader is one of the strongest influences on optimism. If you're having a bad day, just be mindful that that's going to influence how people feel about the work environment.
Mm-hmm. When you come back, can you help us to make sure we hire more optimistic people, and how do we deal with the pessimistic employees we already have? Can you do that when you come back? You're an HR expert.
Be happy to.
Let's do that next time. Give us the website, please.
Website is switchandshift.com.
All right, and the book is called The Optimistic Workplace by Sean Murphy, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Sean, thanks again. Good job today. Come back soon.
I promise.
All right, we'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.